This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1198, IELTS Jaw-Dropping Vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You will be taken aback by today's Band 9 IELTS vocabulary. We share high-level idiomatic language for being surprised that is perfect for IELTS speaking.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, Aubrey. Hey, how was your trip back from Idaho?
It was really fun. We took 2 days and we stopped and hiked Bryce Canyon. Did you see Bryce Canyon on your road trip going up?
No, we almost. We went to Red Canyon because we got in at like 5 at night. Like the visitor center was closed. And Bryce Canyon is like paid also and it's bigger. And it was just past where we went. We went to Red Canyon, which was right before it.
Yes, it reminds me of something I did that I'm curious if you think this is unethical. It was like $35 to get our car in. And then we left and stopped somewhere for lunch. And I had, you can use it for 7 days and they don't take your license. They don't take your name. And there was someone leaving that was like, did you already go to the park? And they said no. And I gave it to them use. And I didn't feel bad about it. But then I later was like, maybe I should be making them also pay to improve our national parks. I don't know. I'm a little torn. Was that bad of
I think, no, I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
I think everything is a gray area. Like if these people are in like, you know, our situations where like you got kids, you're not, you know,
she had four little kids. She was so grateful. And she shared this cute thing where she said, this makes me so, she was so happy. And then she was like, yesterday we actually had all this fishing bait and gear and stuff that we couldn't take with us. So we left it for people at the lake to use after us. So she's like, I feel like this is like karma for that. Like paying it forward. And it made me feel really good.
Completely.
And then I was like, this is legal, right? Is this ethical? I don't know.
I don't think like, you know, you're not going to jail. I think it's fine. But you said something surprised you when you got back.
Yes. Yeah. I mentioned this. I got home from Idaho to Arizona and my house has been taken over by the gods of organization. My husband bought like 80 bins and just organized all the closets and all the drawers. He had some time on his hands because I've been gone a month. It's like a different place. There is no junk drawer, whereas there were like 30. My closet is so organized and I was like befuddled. I was so shocked.
Amazing.
I was really taken aback by how much time and it was so sweet of him. A good
befuddled
surprise.
Is so cute. I love that adjective. That's not even on our list to teach you today, guys. Because befuddled is like confused. It's not just surprised, right? But I think often when we're surprised, it's also confusing because it's something you haven't thought about and you're not expecting. So two different meanings, but same situation, right? So befuddled, super cute adjective for confused, and taken aback just is like a very polite way to say surprised, but it can also be used in a negative sense sometimes where you're trying to say that something surprised you negatively, but to still be polite about it, which yours is a positive situation, right? Taken aback can be both.
Yes, but totally.
I feel like I also say this when I don't want to hurt people's feelings, you know, to say I was surprised. And like, did you, like, was this okay or something like that? I could be like, First, I was taken aback, I'll admit, but, you know, I got used to it and now it's fine. So it can also, it's just like a polite surprise.
Yes, exactly. Because that is exactly how I felt at first, because my closet was a disaster when I left. So I at first was a little bit like, I don't know how I feel about this because, you know, like when someone does something for you that you really should have done for yourself. That's always totally. Not always
and
the
you're
best
like
feeling.
A little bit guilty at this yes. where you're like, oh,
and judged, a little bit judged.
But it's but just you. Like you're judging yourself me. From other oh, people's yes. perspective.
Yes, exactly. So I did have kind of those mixed emotions of confusion right. but and yeah. surprise, but also happy. It's interesting how they can be really interwoven.
Oh, completely. Because the human brain and heart are so complicated, you guys. It is not wrong to feel two or more emotions at the same time. In fact, I think it's impossible to only feel one emotion at right. one time. So if you're describing how you feel on IELTS, guys, go for it. Use all the adjectives. Yes. So we're sharing phrases for surprise today because this has been a recent question on the IELTS exam, guys. A part two question about being surprised, like a time you were very surprised or something that surprised you recently. You got to think about this ahead of time, I think, because this might be something that if you're put on the spot, it can be hard to come up with something immediately, right? I could see students just like being taken aback when they see this card and like, oh God, oh, I don't know. Right. I only have
like
a minute
full
to think.
Minute trying to think of something that happened that was surprising. Because to be honest, yeah. most of us were living our day-to-day lives and there's not much surprising that happens on the regular.
Like, I know, which is sad. I so love sad. Being surprised.
Me too.
Anyway, instead of regularly or daily or all the time, guys, a slangy term, another bonus, you could say on the reg. It means like ooh, on yes. the regular, super slangy. Okay. So here's another phrase. You guys might know this one. It's an idiom to be like out of nowhere, suddenly, was not expecting it, totally surprised me. Describe this thing as coming out of the blue. So put this in your mind as like something dropping from the sky on you, right? Like totally. Out of the blue sky. So let's see. We often get news out of the blue. I feel like we could use that as a collocation.
Totally.
News out of the blue. Let's see.
I have a funny, this image in my mind popped in of being in a speaking class and having a student say out of the blue sky. So I'm just going to put a little pin in, make sure you don't say it that way, guys. You guys know so idioms. Cute. You have to use them word for word. So if you did say this came out of the blue sky, oh no, now you've used it incorrectly. Right? We just say out of the blue. But I agree. I will talk about news. Like if I find out a friend is pregnant, I'd be like, that was right? a little bit out of the blue, especially if she's my age, past a certain age. And you don't expect right? these things to happen for us.
I would be taken aback to say the least.
Indeed. If that
to say the least. There's another good phrase to tack on to any of these phrases.
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Okay, so next one, guys, to do a double take. Now, this, I don't think this is just idiomatic. Like, it is, but it's also
it's kind of
usually quite literal. Because, like, to do a double take means you look and then you have to look again because something surprises you, right? A double take. Like yesterday I was at a friend's house and I was walking into the backyard and passing it like through his living room. I had to do a double take because there was this artwork on the wall that I had never noticed before. It's been there for years and I just had never noticed it before. And it's so beautiful. So as I was walking, I was looking around and it made me do a double take because it was so beautiful. So you can use it like that, guys. Something, a thing that is surprises you to see. This thing makes you do a double take.
Yes. And I love that you point out that we use it literally just like that. And yeah. also more idiomatically, if you guys are sharing a story about anything that surprised you, but this is a little more specific, but because it really has to be something you saw that surprised you.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you do a double take because you see something, it surprises you, right? So it couldn't be like, my friend told me over the phone that she was pregnant. You wouldn't say, so I did a double take. No, because what are you looking at? So this is a little more of a specific meaning.
That's a good point. Yeah. You can only use this to describe things you see with your eyes that are surprising. Okay, jaw drops. Again, this is also idiomatic, but not idiomatic, because I think often it's literal. Because when something surprises you, your mouth does open. You're like, what? And it, like, your jaw does drop. Jaw
literally drops. Yes. It reminds me, I feel like sometimes you see in a movie where there's a skeleton that's a little bit animated and it'll show the jaw totally fall off to like animate this idiom, right? So funny.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. So recently I started watching a new show called Halo. I was just telling Aubrey about it.
That sounds so good.
And I wasn't expecting anything, guys. It's based on a video game. I was like, how good could this possibly be? Like, it's been around for a little bit and I just have been putting it off. And I'm like, hey, this is not going to be any good. Oh my God, you guys. Like, since episode one, the quality has been jaw-dropping. It's so well done. It's A, gorgeous. So many scenes make me do double takes because I'm like, how is this? Oh my God, how did they do that special effect? Like, this alien is incredible. It's so cool. And I do, like, I find every episode jaw-dropping because the quality is so incredibly high and I love it so much.
Oh, and I love it that you used that word as an adjective there to show you can do both, right? You can use it as the verb, my jaw dropped when I saw blah, blah, blah. Or you can use it as this adjective to call something jaw-dropping, meaning impressive, shockingly impressive.
Yes, 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 yes. To describe something as jaw dropping. I love that. That's so fun. Yeah. So guys, remember, if you want more vocabulary that is native and natural, just like the stuff we teach you here, don't forget, there are 4 new episodes of All Ears English every week. And if you used to listen, if you, you know, just have been giving it a miss for a while, don't forget, guys, Aubrey's over there now a lot. Michelle is still over there sometimes. Lindsay is over there air day, which is just every day. I just like saying it like that.
I have to point out really quick, this is so funny. My kids the other day sat me down and they're like, Mom, you have to stop using slang that really is just for teenagers, like sus. They're like, don't call things sus. That's only the one was every day, because I do that sometimes too. They're like, please stop saying every day. I'm like, oh,
I don't stop. Can't stop. No, won't stop. I don't care. I embarrass James. Yo, heck yeah, of course. Especially because I know it'll like annoy him so much if I use it wrong. So like on purpose, I'm like, can this be a lit situation? And like, it's so wrong.
That's so terrible.
That is so
your
funny.
Your poor son. That's really funny.
I have a great time. Anyway, yeah, guys.
That's what matters.
You will have a great time at All Ears English. So right now, wherever you're listening to us, type in All Ears English in the search bar, even on YouTube, type in All Ears English. And wherever it's that yellow and it has that picture of Lindsay and Michelle, you can't miss it. Hit follow or subscribe. All right, Aubrey. That's fun. So fun all the time. I'm not taken aback by how fun this was. No. Our students, though, I bet their jaws drop every episode because they're like, can IELTS really be this fun? And we're like, yeah.
Right? Can I really learn this much great vocab every episode? It's shocking.
How can you even do this? Amazing. Okay, we got to stop now. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.